One, two, three.
Hold on. Sorry. All right.
One,
this
two, three.
Is okay. This
one, two,
is
three.
This is episode.
One, two, I'm sorry, that was me.
This is episode 114 on March
27th, 2015. Whoa!
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Whoa!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Mark Sadowski. And always monitoring the chat room live is Maud Byrne. How's it going, Maud?
Good. I'm even in the chat room this week.
Woohoo! We are using Mixlr again, which is doing pretty well. Having some good times with that. Hello, chat room. And yay.
Yeah, Dave's in the chat room. So, yeah, it's nice to have something that we can use. I've got my iPhone 4S on a mini tripod, and I have the chat right up there separate from my computer, so I don't have to start flipping through different windows. So this is a nice setup. I really like the chat feature on this. So,
good for you.
So tell us, Mark, what do you think about it?
I like it. Ease of use, easy to set up. I mean, we got that the feed going through it, no problem. It usually takes me like what, 3-4 weeks to get something working.
Yeah.
And this got working right away. So I am happy with it.
Nice. All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's find out how everybody's been doing. So Matt, tell us what you've been up to.
Boo!
Come on, Matt. Be nice.
In the last week, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot photography wise anyway. But I'll be up in beautiful sunny Cleveland, Ohio this weekend, so I'll be sure to whip out the phone and snap some pics.
Sweet. What about you, Mark?
I have been doing a little bit of photography. I've been doing some macro lately and just trying something new. I've just been busting out the Lego and been making little sceneries. My daughter has been getting back into her, what's it called, the girl Legos. It has the little friendship girls and all that stuff. She's kind of mixed that with my other Legos. And on top of my refrigerator, I have this log cabin set that I've never put together. It's still in its box. And I'm starting to put that together just so I can make a nice little set. And just today, I took my daughter to Target because to reward her. She has been sleeping in her own bed for like a week now. Nice. We needed to nip that in the bud. So I'm like, if you could just do 1 week, I will buy you something cool. And so she cashed in, and I bought a Winnebago Lego.
Wow.
A Lego Bago?
Now, the log cabin one, is that the one with the little guy with the kayak?
Yes.
I have that exact same one.
Yeah. So I'm going to do some like nice scenery waterfall stuff just to get my fix. Even though it's fake, I think it'll still count.
Nice.
So I'm going to be playing around with that. So yeah, I've just been kind of messing around with whatever I can. And then, you know, whatever I can do outside during normal hours, if I see something interesting, I'll try to go out and photograph it. But right now, everything is in its ugly stage here in New England. The snow is finally melting, thank God. And my dog is barking because she's a dick. Thank you, Iris. But yeah, everything is just like melty and dirty. The snow, whatever's left, it looks like crap because of all the crap that's been plowed into it. Yeah, so we're going through our ugly phase right now.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I think we need to have a Lego showdown.
Are you throwing down Lego style?
I am. My my son got a the Batman and from the Batman one. I don't think it's the one from the Lego movie, but we're actually going to get him one of those with all the characters. But my daughter got the little pool one for the friends, and so I think we need to have a little showdown on Lego iPhonography.
Oh, it's on.
Okay.
I have some music for that. There we go. The iPhone Lego Challenge Showdown.
Awesome.
Or we could even do this. Brought to you by Lego.
That's right. Yeah, my week was interesting. My poor wife got a stomach virus or something like that, so I actually had to take some time off from work.
And, oh, hang on for a second. Dave just asked, "Will this showdown also be in Mission Pick?"
Oh yes.
If it fits the criteria, sure. You know what? That's a great idea, Dave. All right. Lego Showdown. This is how it goes. We will start this. We'll spend, I don't know, let's do up till Wednesday to get our Lego stuff together, right? We have to build, you know, get everything needed.
Yep.
And then whatever the Mission Pick challenge is, we have to do the Lego according to that. And we'll let the people be the judge. We'll throw our stuff up there and then we, you know, we'll let everybody vote on that. And here's the kicker. None of us, you, me, Maud, none of us can vote on our photos. Okay. It has to be everybody else. So no hosts can vote on those picks.
All right, wait, then. Starting on Wednesday's challenge or up till Wednesday, including Wednesday to build, starting on Thursday's challenge? 1, 2, 3, I'd go? Say or one,
starting
three,
Thursday.
Go?
Thursday challenge.
So Thursday's the first challenge. How many picks? One per day, or do you care to limit that at all?
Let's just do one.
Matt, what do you think?
I don't know. I actually kind of tuned you guys out because I don't do Legos or Mission Picks, so you guys are asking the wrong guy.
I'd go 2 or 3. Per day, no more than like a couple, you know. Don't overboard it, but give a couple of options. No,
I would say one.
Yeah, I would say one also.
One a day, just for Thursday. Or you want to go a couple days, just in case you get a bad assignment.
Let's do the mission on Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
And Thursday. All right.
Okay, fair enough.
That way we have time on Friday to see.
Well, every pick.
Like, oh, that's a good idea, Joe.
You have your post, like say we're doing Wednesday. Wednesday's the posting time, Thursday's the voting time, and then on Friday, the final tally will be there. Now, odds are that, you know, we will not come in first place. I called it a hunch, but whoever gets the highest score. We'll take the title.
Sure. I'm in.
Good. I'm in.
Oh, you're in? Are you gonna join in?
I'll join in.
Awesome.
Nice.
I gotta go get my son now and start making Legos.
There you go. I have to go to Target.
He's not talking to me at the moment, so this is gonna be interesting.
Matt, you in?
No. No, I'm not.
Boo!
All right. Yeah. Well,
this should be interesting.
I'm looking forward to this because I got plenty of Legos here. And I think the kids will be in on it too. So.
Well, they have to create their own account.
Talk to me in a couple of years when my son is old enough to not eat the Legos.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
No excuses. You could use Duplo. Everybody knows that.
Yes. Oh.
Hey, Joe in the chat room says, we sound funny at 1x the speed.
he probably listened to ours at 1.5 or 2x.
Yeah, you just said 1.5.
There you go.
I just sound funny right now. I still don't have my voice back yet.
Right, yeah, on. Mine's a lot better.
So, all right. So anybody in the chat room or anybody listening to this podcast, get Mission Pick and join in on the fun. That day, Wednesday, will be Lego Day. Watch the topic be no Legos.
That'd be funny.
Awesome. I am so stoked. That'll be so cool.
All right. I think I need to make a little line segment on the show notes for photo challenges.
Good idea.
Yeah, we should. I mean, God, anybody could post a suggestion either in our Instagram feed, in our Facebook feed, on the site itself. It's all good.
Yep.
Mod, we never asked you how you were doing. We went right into the challenge.
It's okay by me. I haven't been doing too much with photography either, although I did almost go off the road with a photography-related incident.
Uh-oh.
Driving home on, Tuesday, either Monday or Tuesday.
He said almost. Don't get your hopes up on the story.
Driving home, though, and it was like wicked foggy and rainy out, and it was really just a cool atmosphere. And I'm driving into Newburyport, and there's this little green off the side of the road and little tiny pond there and everything. I'm looking over, and the fog is just – I glance over, and on the ground, it's just like super thick, super white, curly fog. And I was just like, that is awesome. And I'm almost going off the road looking at it. So I've got to stop. I've got to take a picture of this. And as I'm pulling over off the side of the road, I look over. It's the snow. I'm seeing snow. I was so pissed at myself. I totally forgot there's snow up there still. I was like, ah. looked cool. It's one of those, like, you know, out of the corner of your eye, you misperceive something. It looked cool. Super, super cool for a split second.
Yeah. Not as epic.
No, sorry. I didn't die, though. That was the good part.
Yeah,
unless you talk
that was awkward right now.
I was trying to find a good soundbite. I couldn't find the one I wanted.
That would just be slightly awkward right now if you did.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, cool. I'm glad everybody's doing good and feeling better. Let's go ahead and let's jump into some news. All right. Well, we have a couple things to mention. Instagram has a new app out called Layout. Have you guys downloaded it?
Yeah, it took up space on my iPhone for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Didn't you only download it a few minutes ago?
No, he deleted.
No, I got it when it first came out. But then I removed it, and then I downloaded it again to see if anything changed, and it didn't.
It sucks.
Look, here's – oh, wait, hang on. I got to address something before I get into this rant. Let me get everything set. For the gentleman or lady who posted the 5-star review on – oh, God, Iris, cut it out. I'm doing a heartfelt moment here. Posted that 5-star review on iTunes. I thank you. And I will wholeheartedly try to stop saying, here's the thing. Yeah. But it's going to be so hard for me to do this. I don't know if I can do it, but I assure you, I will do my best. Anyway, here's the thing. Layout is a decent app, but... oh my God, is it limited? It like starts you off with something, you know, remarkably okay. I mean, it's you know, it's it's one of those collage apps. It's not something new, but then you can't really save to your hard drive. You could only save to your iCloud, or you post it to Instagram, which I guess is the whole meaning of the app, is they want you to post it to Instagram, but it doesn't allow you to save properly. And it's just pointless. It just sucks.
It's gimmicky.
Not even gimmicky. They're not even trying to be gimmicky. It's just...
Yeah, Joe in the chat said that, you know, DipPic or Polyframe is better. You know.
Yeah, there's just so many other apps out there that do so much more. And like right now, I'm trying to save something. I can send it to Instagram. I could send it to Facebook, where I could do more. And that more is only doing inside a message, inside an email, iCloud storage. Then I could go more and just see the same thing again. Or I could copy it, or I could go more and save to Dropbox. It doesn't allow me to save to my camera roll. And you know what? That's kind of what I wanted to do, is save to my camera roll. And
but you know what? This app is probably not really aimed at us. It's probably aimed more at the little, you know, teeny boppers that are...
I was waiting for you to say tweens.
Yeah, the teeny boppers.
First, let me take a selfie.
Yeah, okay,
making collages of themselves, you know, instead of other stuff.
Yeah, I don't know who it's aimed at. No, I can't let that one go. I think they tried to aim it for everybody. They want everybody to be using it. It's just another tool for them to, you know, just use to keep everybody within the system. But I think the tool just basically stinks. I think
they got the developers sitting around on Instagram saying, well, we came up with this big, you know, Instagram app. What have we done since? What can our name carry weight with? Let's see. There's something we can rattle off in a weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
It's vaguely photography related.
I was gonna let him finish and make it.
Well, I remembered there was something not that long ago, but
yeah,
what was that, Matt, again?
Really good.
That was pretty decent.
Matt, what was that again? What was it called?
Hyperlapse.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, Hyperlapse was really good. So I was expecting something as good as Hyperlapse.
Do you still have it on your phone, though?
Yes.
Negative Ghost Rider.
I do.
I don't know if I do or not. I do not.
Yeah, I still have it. I don't use it, but I have it. So I don't know. I just think it could have been a little bit. With so many apps doing the same thing, and you could do it for free, I was just expecting something more. And I don't think we need to go into any more detail. I think we pretty much hammered that nail into the coffin.
Yeah. All right. Was there any other apps? Was there any updates to apps that was probably noteworthy?
No. My cats decided to start fighting, though. What is wrong with my family? Yes, last week it was my kids going crazy. Now it's my animals. Hold on. I'm going to
go kill a cat.
Release the hounds. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
Hey, Mod.
Yeah.
Mod, you should go over to his house and build him some doors.
I have doors. All the doors are open. They can just go into the other room. No, they have to come here.
Well, that's what you do. When they go in the other room, then you shut the door.
Yeah. Yeah, it works two ways. They open and close.
They need an audience.
Yeah. Need a boot to the head.
All right. Let's Mark, do we want to go ahead and talk about that Apple thing? Or do you want to mention something else?
Apple?
Yes. iPhone 6 World Gallery.
Oh, right on. Sorry. this is just worth noting that on the Apple App Store, They have a section that's called the iPhone, taken on the iPhone 6, where it's just apps, that a collection of apps that people have used to create stunning work. And they're calling it Shot on iPhone 6. And it's just a list of apps there that are both dealing with photography, photo editing, and photo sharing. And I think it's worth a look. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that we've already talked about. But there's a couple.
There are some really nice shots in here.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed with, and kind of jealous too. You know, these aren't some hokey run of the mill iPhone shots, but they're actually, I have to say, impressive. So it is worth going to and looking at. I'll have
There is a link in there to actually see the gallery that they have.
Yeah.
And it talks about the photos, talks about the photographer and what app they used.
Yep.
And definitely check it out and check out the apps that are being featured. It's really nice. So that's definitely something to check out. And I'm going to see if I could contact some of these people. I think it would make for some great interviews on the show.
Absolutely. Ooh, man, there's one of
them. Except for Cole Rise. Cole Rise wouldn't come on the show.
There's a caribou that looks awesome. Nice. Well, cool. Yeah, definitely look at it. I'll link it in the show notes. So if you don't want to go to the app store, I'll have it linked on our episode post. And you can see it from there. It looks really good on a larger screen.
Yeah. And for the longest time, they had, if you went into the Apple stores, they would have the photos and you know, big displays on their light walls.
Mm-hmm.
And those were really cool. But I'm looking at all these photos. It's like, wow, must be great to live in warm weather.
Huh. Yeah. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, but it's implied. By that, I mean, I'm implying this.
Yeah. No, sure. Yeah, it's... Oh, that's awesome. All right, and I think the last thing in the news that we're going to mention is the Beast Grip. Beast Grip came out a couple years ago as a Kickstarter, and it was very intriguing. I never did buy that one. The guy who did it was using 3D printers, and so I was intrigued, but not intrigued that much to get it. They have now started another Kickstarter, and this is called the Beast Grip Pro, and so we kind of, you know, look through some of the specifications and stuff and thought it was worth mentioning.
It's basically bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. They're actually using the injection mold process instead of the 3D printing. And the problem with the 3D printing is it was not as strong and was more prone to break, where this is a much stronger material, and you could probably bang it around, drop it. I wouldn't recommend it, but it would be able to take a beating and still last. But they have some pretty cool features. They allow you to use lens adapters and use your SLR lenses. They do say that they only limit it to a few. They have a Canon EF lens, but you can get a Canon to Nikon or Canon to whatever Fuji adapter. So there are ways to do it. They've already met their goal. They wanted 50,000 50,000 was their goal. They're at 83,000 and have 27 days left to go. So it's worth taking a look at. And I'm actually very tempted to get it. So I think I will.
Here's my problem, and this is a problem I'm just specifying is only a Mark problem. It's just me. But I look at this, I'm thinking, wow, look at what I could do. I could just throw my Canon lenses onto this. I could throw, you know, I could do all sorts of crazy jibs on this and jabs and lights and stuff. And I'm thinking, well, geez, if I'm going this far, why don't I just use my Canon? I don't know. I've been having a problem with like just the whole lens deal on iPhones lately. The Moment lens is really great. I really dig it, but like the amount of effort it takes to put a Moment lens onto your iPhone, I mean, it takes some real commitment. You have to glue this thing to your iPhone, or if you did what I did and just take the time to like rig the lens attachment to an iPhone case, you know, you could do that. You know, that's all well and good. But then I'm thinking, well, here's the thing. If you're going to use a expensive lens on your iPhone, you might as well just use an actual camera.
Yeah. The only other thing that I would say would be a benefit to having the B-Script is doing video.
Well, okay. Let's take that, for example. You could do video. You're attaching, let's say, respectively, a $100 microphone to it, probably $79 LED light if you're attaching an LED light to it. You have a $70 beast grip on this thing, and you want to do video on it when you could just, I don't know, spend an extra few hundred bucks and get yourself an SLR that does video, probably better than the iPhone.
It doesn't. I don't think the SLRs have what's it called?
HD video?
No. They do. No. Image stabilization.
This thing does?
The iPhone 6 does.
Well, all right. You're using all this stuff.
SLRs have image stabilization.
Some of them do.
Some of them, well, and most of the ones that do have it via the lens. Via the lens. Correct?
Right.
It's
not quite the same, but it's.
Yeah.
Very similar.
That's different. No,
hang on. But there's other ways you could stabilize. Like you could spend an extra $30 and have a special holder that will allow you to stabilize your video. Well, look, the point
is. Might as well use your iPhone.
Well, they show that in their on their website. They have a guy that's shooting video, but he's got the B-Script thing's attached to a whole stabilization rig.
Yeah.
If you're putting this much effort into video, you're obviously taking video seriously and trying to do something important. You might as well just use a Canon 5D Mark III. Rent it for a few days. You could do that easily for $70.
Yeah, but you can't edit and then post from your Mark III. You can do that from an iPhone. That is one of the nice
things. Download it onto your Apple computer.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with Joe on this one. Taking the photo right on your iPhone and then be able to turn around in that instant, make a little bit edits, and then send it up to Instagram or something, that is cool.
Yeah, okay. I understand what you're saying, Mark.
There's something about this thing that is taking that simplicity of shooting on your iPhone and then being able to edit and get it online quickly. This is like in juxtaposition to that.
Yeah. But isn't that what we do?
I'm 100% with Mark on this. Like, I love, like, cool iPhone gadgets and cases. You know, I buy, like, all this, you know, silly nonsense all the time. But this is just ridiculous, in my opinion. I mean, I just don't understand. I guess I don't understand iPhone photography on that level. Like, make it look like this pro contraption, but you're still just shooting on an iPhone sensor, which is far from professional.
Dave in the chat room says, I think my iPhone 6 Plus is big enough without having more stuff attached to it. That's perfectly said. I mean, I think the beauty about photographing with the iPhone is its simplicity. I think, you know, being at a fixed aperture, fixed lens is part of the challenge and appeal. And, you know, starting to put on adapters to do like zoom lenses and, you know, doing all this crazy cinematography with it. It's like, well, now that just seems like work.
Well, yes, it does.
You're adding more work to something that you could have easily done with a DSLR, and I think you're taking the point out of
I will say this. I would probably, being the cheapskate that I am, get the B-Script over getting a Mark III, which cost probably
a lot more money.
Yeah, 20 times as much.
Give or take.
Yeah. All right. Well, so maybe you're on to something there. I mean, if you really, really super duper like want to get into more serious photography, but you just absolutely do not have the budget to buy
right
a decent camera, then maybe this could help you.
Yeah.
Baby step into it.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if you're looking to get into photography on a more professional level.
Not with a B-Script.
I just don't think, you know, you can show someone a portfolio of iPhone pictures and get any kind of serious work. I mean, maybe you can. I don't know. Yeah. There's now I'm like stepping into the bounds of like the debate on whether or not you could take decent pictures with an iPhone, which clearly you can.
Yes.
Right. We just talked about a gallery.
Yes.
One segment ago.
Well, one of the things, like me personally, I have a Canon 30D that takes no video. I'm not going to buy another body when the 30D is still adequate. That's why I do my video with my iPhone. Now, if I'm able to improve on maybe the look of the video with the iPhone, that's, you know, that's something worth stepping into for $70, which, you know, some people say, yeah, that's a bit of chunk of change for a piece of plastic that you're going to use with your $600 phone. But it's really not that much of a, I would say, economic burden. But I'm willing to try it and give it a try and see what it's going to do. If and when I do get it and I try it and decide, you know what, probably more hype than what it was, you know, worth, then I'll admit that. But I think I'm going to give it a try and see what it's going to do.
Does it come with those lenses?
There are, I don't think the 70, they had a $40, I think was just lenses. They've already sold out of the $60, which I believe came with, it was the grip and the lenses. But the next step up, let me go back to it.
The $60 just got you the Beast Grip.
Okay.
$70 gets you the Beast Grip.
Yeah.
But
$105 gets you the Beast Grip and the wide angle and fisheye lens.
Right. And then 110 gets you the depth of field adapter that you can use to attach a proper lens. And then 175 gets you pretty much everything.
See, I think I would do the 110 over. I don't think I would ever use the fisheye or wide angle. I've had those before. I would want to do the depth of field adapter.
Yeah, that'd be the way I go if I contribute. I actually just might do this. Joe, you kind of sold me on what you were explaining. I figure if somebody's on a budget, you know, use your iPhone and use maybe the Canon 50 millimeter lens, which is pretty dirt cheap. Or
the Nifty 50.
Actually, Yungio has a niftier 50er that they're putting up against the Canon lens. It's supposed to be a little bit better.
I bought my Nifty 50 for $50. I got a steal.
Wow. Yeah. You just incepted us with that one.
I know. Did I pay 50 or did I pay 100?
The story sits.
Yeah. I'll say
it. It has a nice ring to it. We're going to go with it. Like a news reporter on NBC, I will not fact check this. Or was it ABC? I don't know which one. One of you guys.
Same difference. Well, cool. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go ahead and back this. I'm gonna do the 110 pledge, and do that. So cool. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move into post pick of the week.
All right, and I will do that as soon as I find that. Yeah, here we go. And then let me just quickly give myself this.
Boo!
For not being ready on the soundboard.
All right, it is Matt's turn.
This week I picked a picture by our good friend Mick Snappy.
Yeah.
So this photo was taken in Washington, D.C., and I'm not 100% sure where he got this picture from, but he's in an elevated position. I'd say he's, I don't know, 100 feet up in the air, and he's got I'm not sure what the building is in the foreground, but you know, one of those neat Washington DC buildings, and then the Washington Monument kind of poking up in the background, and then the sky is just this really moody sky, kind of got this smog orange brown color, and then it fades up into an ominous blue color.
Yeah.
It's a pretty wild picture. I like it.
It is.
He took it from the Willard Intercontinental Hotel.
Oh yeah,
and I think that might be the not the Library of Congress building in the foreground. It's either that or a Smithsonian building, one of the two.
Yeah, if my computer wasn't on the fritz, I'd fire up Google Earth, and then I'd be able to tell you in a second what that was. But in any case, pretty cool picture. It's a little bit different than a lot of the stuff that we see in our feed, which I like seeing different things. And you know, you just don't see a lot of pictures you know, that are taken from high up anyway, so it's pretty cool. Right.
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool mood to the picture.
Yeah.
I like DC. I like, you know, going there for a visit. I just, you know, the traffic is what I hate. It's probably one of the more horrendous spots in the South, other than like Atlanta when it comes to traffic.
Is DC considered the South?
Yep. It's below the Mason-Dixon line.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
Maryland,
not.
Maryland, Virginia is all below Pennsylvania. The bottom of Pennsylvania is where the Mason-Dixon line is.
How is that possible when the South? All right, wait a minute. We're going to get into this. We're about to cross into the tiny history podcast, which
DC was right in the middle of the southern states.
Yeah, it was in the
not in the middle.
Well, the top right. It was surrounded. Let's say
there was a 70-mile difference between the northern capital and the southern capital.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that'll blow your mind.
It's not blowing my mind. It's right. blowing your mind.
If it's in the south, it's on the border of the north.
Yeah, Dave says it's below, south of PA. The Mason-Dixon line is where is between Virginia and Pennsylvania.
Maryland's right between Virginia and Pennsylvania.
Well, Maryland is where I was staying, and when I went to meet up with Matt, I had to cross the Mason-Dixon line in Pennsylvania.
And then he burst into flames. It was That's crazy. Right.
I wish I could have seen that.
It was a good thing it was snowing.
That's why your iPhone battery was having That's so much right. trouble.
Stupid thing kept turning off on me.
Well, I suppose from a Mason-Dixon line standpoint, yes, DC is in the south. But having grown up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and having DC so close by, yeah. it's to me, it's just funny to think of it as being the south.
Yeah.
I think of the south, and I think like Mississippi, Alabama,
South Carolina,
Georgia.
No, not even that. I don't even think of that. That's like southern mid-Atlantic.
Yeah, Florida. I don't think of the South when I think of Florida. very cool. Nice image. If you would like to have your image featured as post pick of the week, go on.
Too bad you can't.
That's right. go on to Instagram and hashtag your image Tiny Shutter, and you will join the umpteen thousands of others who have also. And unfortunately, we can only choose one. So
can I just say real quick?
Sure.
Give McSnappy a follow. His pictures, his whole feed is pretty sweet.
Yeah. Oh, I'm already following.
Me too.
I started following after seeing
that. If you want to be entertained.
Very good. All right. Well, does anybody have anything else they want to mention?
Yeah, let's try not to do a controversial image now. This whole Mason-Dixon line thing.
There's no controversy. It's called geography.
I question your geography.
They need to have that on that what was that app with the trivia crack?
That's no, it. I'm done with trivia crack.
Yeah, I haven't done anything with it either. So, all right. Well, I think we should go ahead and wrap things up. See here.
Put a bow on it.
Yep. Mod.
Yeah.
Tell people where they can find you.
Don't come looking for me. I'm not joking. Don't go looking for me.
He's on Instagram, Mod Burn. Matt, tell the world where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
All right. Mark.
You could find me on Google Images trying to find a stupid map that's going to clearly define this argument.
And why?
I suppose you could also find me on Instagram. I am That Polish Photographer. And on Instagram, I am Mostly Marcus.
Awesome. And you can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find our show you can find our show at tinyshutter.com, and we will post not only the post pick of the week, but anything that we talk about, we put into the show notes. And if there's anything you want to look up, just go there and you will find it. Also, join us on Facebook. We have a good group of people that are posting awesome images. They also will ask questions and give advice. So go to facebook.com/tinyshutter. I'm sorry, /groups/tinyshutter and join in on the fun. Also
special thanks to Dave, who was quicker on the search on the Mason-Dixon line and has shown me that not only was Washington, D.C. below the Mason-Dixon line, but our forefathers really didn't know anything about geography. And really screwed the pooch on that one. It's like, come on, guys. Really?
I had to tease my sister-in-law because she, when my wife and I had moved out here to South Carolina, she would come to visit. She's like, "Oh, I'm never living in the South." And she goes, she went to school and started living in the D.C. area, and so I had to break it to her that she was actually living in the South.
Nice. Well, I mean, at least there was that.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, Lincoln. What were you thinking? That's the kind of thing you could lose your head over.
Oh.
Too soon?
Yes, slightly. all right. Join us at on Instagram and on Facebook. You can find all the links at tinyshutter.com. And if you want to listen to the show live, we announce on Facebook when we're doing the show. But download Mixlr, look up Tiny Shutter, and follow, and you will receive an email when we go live, and you can join Dave and Joe and the rest of us in the chat and have a lot of fun, chatting back and forth. But also, you can hear us while we quote unquote make the sausage. Sometimes it's boring, sometimes it's hilarious.
But it's delicious either way.
That's right. Am I missing anything?
I think you got it all.
Good. All right, Mark, why don't you lead us out of here?
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
And we had a very important history lesson today. So,
and geography.
Yay, geography. Same thing. All right, that's it. Oh, before we go, we don't normally ask this of our audience, but something that also helps us a bit is rating on iTunes.
Yes.
Preferably a 5-star rating. It helps us with our rankings. It helps us with our, what's that other thing?
Searchability.
Searchability. That's the one. Yeah. I mean, we're probably one of,
two.
I want to keep saying that we're still really the only iPhone photography podcast out there. And I mean, there might be one guy doing a video cast that's few and far between, and somebody has a YouTube channel, maybe, sort of. But we're the longest running iPhone photography podcast, and help others find us. And 5-star rating would be sweet. I mean, you don't even have to review the show. Just leave a review. just give us 5 stars and tell us how you learned about the Mason-Dixon line. I learned how sausages were made. Something like that.
That will really throw people off. That's awesome.
Or we can, all right, this is something that we're running a little long here, but I think this is worth it. I ran this for Dave in the pre-show, but this is a commercial that I did for another podcast, and I think it's worth playing again. Because every now and then we make reference to the II. And yes. So here is the commercial that I created.
The photography world is continuously changing. Hi, I'm Mark Sadowski. You may know me from such award-winning shows such as Casual Photography, The Tiny Shutter, and Flash Mob. In the chaos between a photographer's needs and tech, we have strived for more simpler, more rewarding photographic experience for both our clients and ourselves. We're proud to introduce II. With II, photography has never been more enjoyable. II makes your colors vibrant, your experience easier. We started with II's simple design. It's seamless, it's light, and it's beautifully, unapologetically simple, making it a more rewarding experience for the beginning photographer all the way to the veteran. II just makes it better. There's only one answer to your photographic question, and that is II.
There we go.
Awesome.
So, in your 5-star rating, just tell us what you like about II. Keep it as vague as the commercial. Hashtag II on Instagram.
Oh, that's awesome. That will really freak people out. Well, cool. Yeah.
All right, that's all. Take care, guys. See you next week. Oh, and Lego challenge. Get your Legos ready.
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
I was late on the cuff button on that one.
Boom.